Okay, let's go on here to Kathy. Hello, ma'am. What's on your mind?
I tell you what, I have been just diagnosed, actually, it's been since September, of livedoid vasculopathy.
Oh, boy.
I was put on pentoxifilin, I can't say it properly, 400 milligrams. It's been doing better, but I also have been kind of doing my research and have I think I'm right, possibly, I don't know, that it's something to do with folate and my B vitamins, something to do with the clotting. Could you tell me more about this? I just want to know more, and I want to know what I could possibly do to
What kind
heal,
of
you know, more.
symptoms took you to the doctor, ma'am?
Well, actually, it was a terrible itching at first. I thought I had an insect bite, and then it went to a head, and it scarred over, but it still was there. It never healed. So then I also had a lot of pain, like a stinging pain. And finally, I better go in and have them look at it. Something's definitely not right. And my doctor thought that it was, I forget what it was, but she says, I'll check for bacteria. She found a little bacteria, so it was on amoxicillin or something like that. And then I went back again about the next week or two, and she said, I don't like what it looks like. He says, I'm going to send you to a dermatologist. So I went to him, and he said, well, first of all, it's not cancer, ma'am. Don't worry about it. But he says, this is what it is. Lividoid vasculopathy. I'm not sure how that's with its
All that
livedoid or
means,
vasculopathy.
though, ma'am, is that the blood vessels are sick. Vasculopathy just means sick blood vessels,
Oh.
and that's all it means. And so I'd have to look that up. Now, what I was able to look up is this pentoxifilin stuff that you've been given, and there definitely are natural things that one can do that are a heck of a lot safer.
Good.
Put that pentoxifilin. And the word Wikipedia in there. Wikipedia is lousy about natural medicine. They'll never tell you about it. But they're very good at telling you about patent medicines and all of their side effects. And oh my goodness, the common side effects from pentoxifilin here, if I can pronounce it properly, go on and on and on and on. And I would not be wanting to take that stuff either. So what I have to recommend to you, ma'am, is that you check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who knows alternatives to that patent medicine and can probably tell you why vasculopathy, which just means my blood vessels are in trouble, that's all it means. It doesn't specify the trouble. The first word is trying to get at the reason, but it can tell you a lot of other things. A natural medicine doctor can that can get blood vessels that are hurting to calm themselves down. So one of the simpler ones, ma'am, is just good old fish oil. We have people take it's quite a little bit of it, a tablespoon of fish oil a day, and a lot of blood vessel things settle down. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's specifically for the problem you got, but I'm going to tell you that there are not only fish oil, but other natural things that can help.
Oh, good. And I did research a little bit more, and I have found that there is a, well, I'm not exactly sure where it comes from, but on the fish, it's called the cuttlefish, and it's called sepia, sucus. It's an herb from that or whatever. And I did find it online, and I went ahead and ordered it. But the fish oils are definitely something that I do take fish oils, but I only take 1,000 a day. So would you have any idea how many would be?
Yes, ma'am, I have exactly an idea because I once emptied 15 of the 1,000 milligram capsules into a tablespoon measure, and that's how many it took to fill it. So I just get the liquid. It's simpler.
Okay, get the liquid.
Yeah.
Great. And you know, I would love to go to your clinic. I'm retired, of course, and I'm on Medicare, and I just don't think they will on my supplement, I should look into that through Mutual of Omaha. Possibly will help me out, but I have no idea. I would just, it just makes me, my heart sick because I'd love to be there. I'd love to go
well,
there.
Well, ma'am, try the Bastyr University Clinic. They have a sliding scale according to income, or at least they did 2 or 3 years ago. I can't guarantee it's still there. And they do all natural medicine, and they got not just the students in the clinics like at any regular medical school. They also have their supervisors who are experienced doctors. So I try that if you're having problems with finances and seeing a natural medicine doctor.
I'm in Kent, Washington.
And Bastyr University is in, what's it called? It's on the east side, north of Redmond.
East side, north of Redmond.
So you would have to traverse 405, no question.
Okay. And what did you say that school was?
Bastyr, Bastyr. Now, come to think of it, their clinic is in Fremont, just north of the Ship Canal Bridge in Seattle, Bastyr University. They're a naturopathic university, first accredited one in the whole United States. So just look up Bastyr University, give them a call, and they can tell you whether they still have that sliding scale at their university clinic, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help, dear.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am.